It seemed like everybody want to be a boss these days. Everybody want to be a boss till it's time to pay out, you feel me? Till it's time to pay that boss call. They ain't trying to have them tough conversations. They ain't trying to put in them extra hours, catching that windfall money, dealing with folks not being consistent. Don't get me started on the lack of sleep, but you know what they say.
Boss Life, BOSSFEST, Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right. BOSSFEST, the Boss Fest Podcast. They might make you laugh, make you mad, make you cry. Either way it go, it's a vibe. Tune in, catch the topic, get the tea. Ain't no shallow waters over here, we get deep. You sensitive, easy to offend, you need to flee. But them tough conversations gonna be happening. Boss Fest Podcast, they hold it down. Wednesday, 7 Eastern, man, it's going down. Tell a friend to tell a friend and y'all gather round. Get active in the comments, don't get lost in the crowd.
Hey, what's happening? It's your man DJ Bush. I had to show love to Kevin and Edwina, Boss Fest Butler. Y'all know what time it is, the Boss Fest Podcast. But you already know what we live in.
Boss Life, BOSSFEST, Boss Fest Podcast. Each and every Wednesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, guaranteed to get you right.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Boss Fest Podcast, where we are post Boss Fest 2025, man. Woo! We survived it. Bae, we survived. We survived. If y'all never met us, I am Kevin. This is Edwina, and we are the Boss Fest Podcast. We welcome you to the show. Listen, today's show is going to be a recap of the Boss Fest event. How we thought about things, how we want to move forward in the future, so forth and so on. I'll say this. To me, to date, this is the most expensive event, most expensive Boss Fest event we put together for sure. The most expensive one. And, you know, when you're pursuing greatness, you know, you gotta go big or go broke. So we definitely gonna see how that looks for us. And we're just gonna keep doing what we gotta do. What about you? You back?
I mean, what about me? About what? Like, I don't feel like there was a question. So
it wasn't a question, but you had disappeared and it threw me off.
Oh, okay. So I was like, what about me? Hey, I'm doing good.
Like, what I wanted to say in that moment is, where the hell did you go? What is you doing?
My bad. I took a little detour.
Did you undetour yourself?
No, but I'm here.
Okay. She's here, undetoured.
I didn't say I was undetoured, but okay.
So, the event, what did you think about it?
I have like a lot of mixed feelings behind the event. I think David Shands said it best, that events are not easy. And I just had a lot of mixed feelings leading up to the event, then the event. And I guess I'll say I felt like there were some amazing takeaways. I thought there was a lot of game given from the stage. So for anybody who was looking for answers, I feel like in almost, I won't say any aspect of their business, but a lot of aspects of their business, Boss Fest was the place to be because those questions were answered. I think for the first time ever, we were able to be like, man, like throw all the fluff away. People didn't even like recap and like, hey, I'm so-and-so and I do this and I'm known for this. We put all that stuff to the side because you had all the time up until the event to research these people and look at their social media. When they hit the stage, it was just straight game. People were able to ask questions. I mean, like really in-depth coaching happened in that room. So I feel like that was an amazing part about it. But I do have mixed feelings about the event.
So when you say mixed feelings, what is mixed about it?
Like whether I liked it or not, it's mixed, like it's up and down.
Okay, elaborate. What about it that you, I guess you talked about some of the positive. What were some of the opportunities?
So for me, I could go into like a long list of opportunities, I think, because it's my event. So I know what like should have happened on the mark and the things that I would have liked to see, which are where I'm like, there are some opportunities, right? There were opportunities going to like the venue where people don't understand, like, I don't want to say it was an argument, but there were some mishaps with the venue the night before and like getting things together that we wanted to. So I already knew going into Sunday, I'm like, I need them to, you know, like get their stuff together so that things are the way they want it, that they should be. Even like when I saw the food for the VIP, I was like, the visual of like what it looked like isn't what I feel like, you know, like the pay didn't match the expectation, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So there were some mishaps like with the venue. And then I felt like when you're talking about an event, because I'm in the sales aspect of things, right? And I almost feel like everything in business is sales. But when you're talking about having a client and when you're in that, I feel like you almost want to go above and beyond for someone, right? Like, obviously you want repeat business, but you want people's events and their things to go off good, especially if that's the business that you're in. And I didn't feel like that necessarily happened. So I don't want to go into like that I'm trying to like nitpick on different things. And I know these are people's businesses. So I'll just say that there were some things that I felt like didn't hit the mark the way I thought. And when you envision like a lot of things, I keep envisioning, for me, the biggest thing, I guess we'll say, is that we've had a video that's supposed to have been playing on this stage for the last 2 years. And for some reason, like the video, it's just impossible to get that to happen. So that was like a big thing for me. But I mean, just a lot of little things that like when you envision it and you want it to hit just like, you know, your vision is, some of those things just didn't.
You touched on something. The lead up to the event. I didn't realize how much the events leading up to the event bothered me until after it was done.
What events leading up to the event?
The engagement from people that I thought would be more supportive in this endeavor.
Okay.
So there were people that, you know, we had on our stage previously who went completely silent on us. And I was like, wow. So it don't, like, you know, you don't want to overanalyze things, but it almost makes you think like, dang, what really happened here? And you don't, like I said, I ain't really trying to name drop and stuff like that, but it makes you wonder, like, all right, is the narrative around us in business or us as a couple or us in general, does, because the way we move, act, and operate, does it threaten, does it intimidate? Or does it put fear in people around our area that they think we're trying to take over or maximize something that they feel is for them? And I
guess I want to touch on that.
Go ahead.
Keep going somewhere. But I don't know who you're talking about, so I just want to preface that I have no idea what you're talking about. But to say, if people look at you and are they threatened, are they threatened? Do they have fear? Are they intimidated? I'm trying to repeat the things that you said. There could be a lot of those things, or maybe we just don't resonate with those people and they like, hey, we can't get the vibe. All of those things could be true. But what I want to say to you is that's none of your business. It don't matter. Because if we weren't, you making
it. I'm going to continue to make a face, because it doesn't matter if it's my business. Technically, it is my business. But we operate in a world in a space right now where people are in other people's businesses that has absolutely zero to do with them. There are people who are so tied into politics and elections and things of that nature who don't even vote. This is me talking about my business, my baby, my kid.
Right, but
this is, I hear you.
that's like saying, hey, so-and-so don't like me because, you know, I'm a big, tall black man, right? Like, you can't change that you're a big, tall black man. So what I'm saying to you is what people think about you is none of your business because you still got to operate in that space.
Like, I see it differently. So I'll take your narrative that you just utilized and say, hey, I'm a big, tall black man. But if me being a big, tall black man wasn't an issue before, why is it an issue now? So that's where I'm going with, like, hey, there were certain things. So it could have been
an issue before, you don't know that.
Well, then let it be an issue in the beginning. Don't all of a sudden like be like I'm team you, then as we start gearing up and doing stuff, then all of a sudden you team Ghost.
So I was just having this conversation, a work conversation, but we were talking about the WIFM, you know, what's in it for me.
Okay.
So I was saying that to someone and I was like, you know, you have to go back and think because everyone's going to have that with them. And you saying that, it just made me think of that because you could have always, this person could have always had a problem or these people could have always had a problem of you, you know what I'm saying? But now when you think about what's in it for me, you said that they've graced the stage of Boss Fest before. So that with them could have been strong enough to make them see past the biases that they had in that moment because you had now have something that they want. Once there's no longer something that they want, then they can now say, hey, I have these biases. I don't really rock with these people. And then you also have to think on the other hand of that, you outgrow people, right? So sometimes you outgrow people and you're wondering why they're not coming along with you on this journey and they're happy for you. Like they may not be happy for the growth that you have because they don't see the growth that they have. Or maybe you're just growing in two different directions. So I can understand what you're saying of like, hey, I thought people rocked with me and now I don't see them rocking for me or clapping for me or showing up. I just wanted to say to you, like, look, that's okay. That will happen. And the more you grow, it will continue to happen. So
I don't want to accept that is okay. That is BS. I am not accepting it as, oh, I get it. That's a reality, right?
It's a reality.
I can't change the reality. But I am tired of saying it. It is okay. It is not okay. I'm going to respond accordingly now. I'm just saying, like, so I'm not going to pretend anymore with people. Like, you know, we give people our representatives or that honeymoon phase and stuff like that. Hey, mm-hmm. I'm trying to be in this place. I am done being that person. If you show me who you was, I'm going to respond to you in kind. So I already know it's going to create energy. It's going to create either good or bad energy. Either way, I'm going to be happy with the energy because it will be truly me. And I know that it's like this. So if we didn't put our all into this, if we didn't invest like we invested mortgage payments into this, right? So it isn't a situation where it was like, hey, man, we were playing small. We played big as hell.
But what does that have to do with anybody else?
It has nothing to do with them. It has everything to do with me and my feelings, woman. What I'm saying is that because I put it all out there, I know no one cares but me.
Nobody cares.
I get it. I'm the only one who cares. So because I care, I'm going to reflect that I now care. And I'm going to move in that space of I have to care about my stuff more. So much more that I'm going to now protect it from the people who have displayed that they do not care, right? So I can't change their views, their actions, their energy, their whatever. What I can do is say, hey, I'm now going to move in a space where I care. But truth be told, even those people who were like, who were like speaking, let me tell you this, the people who disappeared and said nothing, I have more respect for them people than the people that were clapping and saying it.
Salty to me. Like, I get what you're saying. It just really sounds like a salty energy.
It could be. Yes. I'm not denying that.
Listen to you, and it just sounds very salty.
What I'm saying to you is this. Okay, I'm human.
And it's okay to be human. I don't want you to live in that salty phase. So there's a couple
I'm not living there.
There's a couple things that I got out of Sunday's event, right? Mm-hmm. There were people who came up to me and they didn't notice It says, I'm saving you so much stress. Hello. There are people who came to Sunday's event. Most people had never been there before, right? So haven't followed us for the 5 years that we've
been. You keep jumping ahead. I'm talking about my
me get to where I'm going to, which is salty self. So there are people who were in the room who had never been there before, and that was their first time being introduced to BossFest.
Right.
And there are people who said, hey, I want to support you. I've been to the last few BossFest, and I see the difference that it's made. I just want to be very clear on the journey that you're going. You say, hey, I'm continuing on this path and I'm going to create something. What's very different this year than we've seen before is the support from the people who said, I was in the room and whatever you try to build next time, I'll be there to help you build it. I'll bring a brick. Nobody has ever said to you before, hey, Kevin, I know what the bricks are and I'll help you lay them. So the people who are quiet in the background and the people who may not be sharing your thing are not for your next journey. So if you live in your saltiness and you sulk right now, then you're going to miss the people who are saying, I want to build the bricks with you and I want to help you grow, because you're going to be stuck sitting there thinking about the naysayers who are in the background who no one gives a shit about.
What makes you think I'm sitting here? What I'm doing
you is... I'm looking at you. You see me?
I'm sitting because this is my designated spot to sit on the podcast. I'm sitting in a seated position. What you're not going to do is hit me with that BS. So
I'm just telling you what it is, sir.
It is what... No. It's
right,
me.
It is what it is. It is what it is, because you can't change nobody else.
It's me.
You can be salty by yourself.
It's me verbalizing my feelings. I thought that I had a safe space talking to my wife about my feelings, and what you do is you attack me and tell me how salty I am. So what you have not shown me,
I'm not gonna go back and forth with you. That's what I'm not gonna do. I want
a safe space. I want a safe space. Can you be my safe space? I'm talking. So I feel the way I feel. Am I going to dwell there? Absolutely not. I'm not going to dwell there. But when you put your all into something, right, you invest your time, your energy, your peace, you at least think like the people who you like, man, hey, man, you have seen a benefit from this stage, will say, hey, man, let me keep clapping for you. But that's my before event energy. You ready to jump into day of? Day of was amazing. So no, everybody in the room, day of was amazing.
You can do your before event energy. Whatever energy you have, you can have. What I'm telling you is, and I felt what you felt before. So it's not like, I'm not trying to say that it's not okay to feel it.
Yeah, man, you're trying to put me on an island.
I'm not putting you on an island. I'm just telling you don't live there. It's not a safe space to be.
I'm not living there.
It's actually it's counterproductive, right? Because you don't realize that you harvest that. And then let's say you see the person somewhere else and you give them a different energy. And the energy just, like, it's only bothering you.
Oh, they're getting that energy. Ooh, ooh.
Which is why I'm telling you that it's not a healthy type of energy to have. Like, we're moving on to something, whatever. Like, I can't even think of the people who you're talking about because I'm just so far removed from that space and that energy, but I've been there. And one thing that I will say is a lot of people don't understand is, like, the stage of BossFest is very, I guess, for lack of a better word, like, sacred to us, right? So we almost feel like we're vetting the people. Like, we watch them for a long time. We try to see what information they're going to give. And a lot of times, like, people may say, like, y'all putting on that little conference. Like, for us, that is a big thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is our platform that we created. When people talking about building a table, this is a table that's being built in real time, and you can see it being built. So anyone that we invite to eat at the table, that's an important thing. So I understand what you're saying. And I understand that other people have said, you know, like, people may say certain things about the table, but the one thing that you should keep is this is your table, right? No one can take that from you. So the person who is not clapping it up or is silent or that may be naysaying on the side, the more that this grows and people come and eat at your table and want to bring food to your table, the bigger it gets. So now that person who wasn't clapping before may have to come back and say, hey, can I get a plate? And you now have the opportunity to say, nah, seat's taken. So just keep that in mind because you'll continue to grow.
Don't be trying to counsel me.
And just remember for the audience watching that you can book me for motivational speaking at any point at my website. No.
Listen, I got a therapist. I don't need you to counsel me.
Yes, you do.
I don't. I'm good. So
we supposed to be talking about the recap.
We are. So that's part of the recap, right? Okay. I started at the beginning, before the event. Now there's during the event and the challenges the night before with the hotel and the opportunities. Listen, it's always going to be something that happens. So that didn't even bother me as much as it seemed to bother you because I knew they was going to work it out eventually. Like somehow, some way.
No, the hotel thing didn't bother. Like
they're going to work it out or they're going to give me my money back either way.
So well, listen, I mean, we almost did Boss Fest in the parking lot.
Boss Fest was almost in the parking lot.
Because they was playing with me.
Oh, man. Oh, that would have been a tough conversation. Hey, y'all, come to Boss Fest out here in the Florida State Fairgrounds. Plant City, Florida.
But we was going to turn up there anyways. Flights were already booked and people was coming, so we was going to turn up.
Like, I don't know how we was going to get that stage out of that hotel, but we was going to figure it out. But either way, listen. Day of was amazing. I'm gonna say that the fact that for you, I'm gonna say this is a flex. The fact that you was able to get your mentor on the stage, right? Your coach on the stage. You said that like people don't realize how much of a how much
big
that hurt you
energy.
Last year.
When I say it right, big boss energy.
Listen, some people don't realize how much you worked on that, and I'm gonna give you your credit on that. Babe, you did a great job. Last year when we were trying to put Boss Fest together, we were trying to create some sub events and things of that nature, some mini events, and we had an opportunity to book your coach in the room and everything didn't play out. The hotel and we first had booked in Lakeland was tripping because who knew that we booked our junk the same time as Sun and Fun, and they said, hey man, I'd rather support this
Sun and Fun event. I'd
rather support this Sun and Fun event than whatever this event y'all are doing. So, y'all move on. So it that kind of discouraged us.
That was our ultimate decision to then move to Tampa after that.
And now while that's why we shifted the event to Tampa because like, hey man, if you ain't gonna value me, then it is what it is. Especially when I've already shown you what I can bring to the area. We invested the money and things of that nature. No, they was quick to give us our money back. Here, take your money. This Sun and Fun. We don't care about y'all. Enough said. But I knew that bothered you a little bit. So to be able to that full circle moment, to be able to have your coach in the room and get him to agree to this early, because he don't agree to anything early. But to have him agree to do Boss Fest back in January, people don't understand how long we've been working on securing this man to be him and get him in the room. Since January, we was like, hey, can you be in the room? Can we do this? Can we do that? And he said yes. And we kept engaging him, kept going to events, kept showing our face, kept creating the presence, kept creating the energy so people can see how much it was. I'm going to tell you this here. Just sitting in the room with just me and him before the event, just kind of chopping it up, just having a regular conversation like we was friends, like it was crazy. And it didn't feel like I was talking to a eight figure person in that moment. It felt like I was talking to a brother. And to watch him sit in the space at Boss Academy, right? And for the people of Boss Academy, we were supposed to be in a whole different room.
I thought you were in question. You just going on a long story.
I'm gonna keep running on my long story. I let you go long.
Okay. I'm gonna listen for the question. Go ahead.
So for the people that was in Boss Academy, it was supposed to be in a different room, and it didn't pan out. And we had to shift the room, and you know, for them people to kind of sit at a table with this man and just pitch their ideas and tell their ideas to him, it was amazing to watch. I ain't gonna lie. he slapped a few of them in the mouth, but I think it made them think about how they move forward when they brand in a business, right? And it wasn't like somebody's like, I'm
devaluing.
There's
ain't no question.
David, how did you feel about David Chance being at the event? God damn. I'd have let you coach me and counsel me and all this stuff. Now I got no.
I was just listening for the question because you
whatever. I'd have let you ask your question. The past two podcasts, you done dominated the conversations. You and Tamika and Tarika, y'all talked for 52 minutes each other passed.
Nothing to do with
I got me 4 good minutes here, and now you waiting on the question.
To do with what we're talking about right now.
Whatever.
So
hater.
You were able to watch him in Boss Academy, and you felt amazed by it.
I felt amazed by it, and I believe that the people who was able to sit in that space was able to gain some real value, because I'm listening to him talk to these people about their actual businesses, and I think he challenged, while he was challenging them, he was also challenging me too, because one of the questions somebody asked was like, man, how do I get engagement? How do I get people to listen to my stuff? He was like, man, what drives people to your content? And it was like, hey, you know, I just like to talk to everyday people and have conversations. He said, okay. But why would I want to listen to you talk to somebody that I don't know? Right? So it was like, So he said, what you got to do is you can still have those conversations with these everyday people, but it has to be something that initially drives them to watch and want to view your content. Figure that out. And then you, whatever happens with your platform, you make sure that is your base. And he described how, you know, how him and Donnie do their thing. And like, hey, regardless of what happens in the show, we can talk about anything and everything. But the reason why you came to our show is because of this. Now, we could go off course and talk about some other crap, but at the very least, we're talking about this. So I thought that was amazing. And I realized, even though we play in a business space, Sometimes we want to dig deeper into our own selves and our own questions with each other, so we can become better. But I really wish you could have saw that.
I see that all the time. So
in that moment with them, not you personally, but in that moment.
So
with
maybe
them.
I'll get to see it on video, but I'm really excited that they were able to see that. And I think your question was. I think what you were asking me was
whatever question it was,
right? Because at this point, 20 minutes later, I think you were asking me how I felt about being able to get him in the room. And those people that were in the room, hopefully, the intro, because he did have a whole video that didn't get to play, but I hope his intro that I was able to give him kind of spoke volumes for that, because what people don't understand is there's different connections, and connections kind of lead up to something. And when I first was introduced to David Shands, it was in 2021. Either 2020 or 2021, but either way, it was at Black Equity Con, and him putting on that event and going there, and that being my first event that I ever went to, then going to InvestFest and watching him at InvestFest, then going to Podcast Summit and following him there, being a part of the morning meetup, and now he coaches me every morning. So what the people in Boss Academy were able to get was what we see every morning, or when we get into a coaching session, because he invites us all to Atlanta to the Creators Club, and we get to ask those questions. Sometimes you have to be slapped in the mouth to be able to say, hold on, let me think. Like, sometimes something has to hit you to move you into greatness. And if you have people around you who are just saying, yeah, that's a good idea, yeah, you should do it, and nobody's saying, but why are you doing it? How does that make sense? How does your audience connect to what you are? Then you never get past those levels of, why can't I get to $1 million? And I don't understand why it's not connecting for me. So you need a coach. You need that business person that's going to say that. So I'm excited for those people who were able to sit in that room and got that experience. And that's the whole reason why I was like, coach, got to come to Boss Fest. Because people around here don't understand the power of having that. Like, if you could get in the morning meetup and it's only $19 and he can coach you, you know, 3 times out of the week, and you got to ask him, hey, David, I did what you told me to do. Now what's next? And for him to tell you what's next, that is some powerful stuff, to have somebody say, I want to see you be great. even if I'm going to hurt your feelings today, but I'm going to move you into greatness. And yes, to go back to what you originally said, we tried to book him and it didn't work out. You know, the Lakeland Hotel was giving us some, I'm going to call them kind of racist type issues, but neither here nor there to be able to come back and say, hey, coach, come in the room. And for him to say, hey, I'm excited, I want to be in the room, that was an amazing experience for me. And to be able to call him to the Boss Fest stage, I'm very excited about that moment. So it was really good. Did I answer the question? I went on a long tangent like you.
You did, but I didn't interrupt your tangent.
For you, yours is so long. It was like you was asking me a question and then you was just answering it too. And I'm like, I don't get to answer it. Anyway, so for you, what was the most impactful moment on Sunday for you?
It's a tough one. But honestly, the most impactful moment for me was when I stood on the stage at the end and I reminded people, like, the reason why you get into the room, the reason why you do this, the reason why you take advantage of these opportunities. It was like an assurance to myself, like, hey, man, I have to be on more stages. I have to be seen in more spaces. I have to take the same advice I'm giving everybody in this room, right? So it was almost like an awakening and an epiphany at the same time. Like, all right, man, this is what it is. Like, aha, now coming to your own. So that was one of the most impactful. Like, everybody delivered. That's one thing that was different than previous years. Like we've been doing this 4 years, 5 years now, and we've had great speakers and great moments and stuff like that. But then you have some, like, what the hell is that moments? We didn't have no what the hell was that moments between our speakers and our panelists. Like, everybody hit, everybody dropped gems, everybody dropped game. Like, I was even shocked by how well some people presented themselves, because it's like this is my first time really seeing you in action face to face, right? So when they was delivering their cuts, I was like, dang, it's selling me. The fact that, you know, this is our second year with Brandon coming to the stage. And him being able to pull people from the audience. Hey, man, get on the stage. Let's create your content right now. Told everybody, stop what you're doing. We're taking a break. Listen, pull your phones out. Throw this in the chat GPT. Turn your phone to your neighbor. Hey, do your content right now. Now you got 30 pieces of content for the next month. You got it. You go work on this for the next hour. Put it on your social media to post at different times.
So you were excited about just the people being able to deliver on the stage.
It actually, it's the one thing that I truly want Boss Fest to be, right? We always say, man, nobody gatekeeps here. Everybody drops gems. But every now and then you get them few people that just want to say God did. And I'm not saying God don't do it, but listen, after God did, then show me the steps that I need to take, because I can't pray my way to success. I can manifest some stuff for sure, but I need to work on, I need to have some work behind that shit too.
So I think you saying that God did, that's an important piece, because I definitely feel like God actually made this whole thing come together. There were definitely some moments where it was like, I don't know if this should happen. And then something else would happen and be like, I guess we're continuing with this. So there is always like a piece of God did. But when you're going into a room and you're like, hey, I don't know what step to take in my business, what I need is actionable items. So people want to walk away with those. And that definitely was delivered on the stage. Every piece, every person that hit the stage was given actionable items, to the point of like the last panel, I was like, y'all gonna coach them to death. Like, we got to wrap up the coaching because it's so much game that y'all just trying to deliver right now. So it definitely,
ooh, that was going to cost me some more money.
I don't know if it was going to cost you some more money, but there was definitely no gatekeeping in that room. And I'm really excited for that. So are there some regrets that you have after Sunday?
I regret entertaining negative conversations the day of the event.
Dang. Tell me about these negative conversations.
So I'm not sure who was speaking at the time, but there was this lady. She's part of the morning meetup. And so I'm sitting at the check-in table, just kind of conversing with our volunteers and our staff and things of that nature. And this woman comes up and she says, "Hey, has David went on yet?" I was like, "Yeah, he went on. He's on and gone." "Huh, I only came here to see David. Why didn't you market this better?" And, you know, I'm trying to be still in professional mode. Like, I'm thinking about it like from a 9 to 5 perspective. "Hey, man, this is just a disgruntled customer. Just try to do what you need to do to give them enough energy so that it lets you seem like you care. But, and you're going to work hard to fix the problem, right?" And it was like, "I came here to see David, and you're telling me now David's gone," and things of that nature. "Like, I can't believe that you had David here, and the room wasn't just completely maxed out." And it's like, "Oh, my God." And I was like, "Hey, you know, things happen. You know, we put marketing out there. We put tons of events out there. No, da, da, da." Just wasn't trying to hear that shit, right? And I'm like, "Man, you know what? I should have just walked my ass away. First off, you was at the event early because an event started slightly late. I ain't lying. No, we always want events to start on time, but I have yet to go to like a business conference or a business event where it starts exactly on time." So
I'm confused. Did she arrive late or did she arrive
early? No. So she arrived on time because we started late, decided to leave the venue, drive all the way, I don't know, to St. Petersburg to go to some breakfast place that she thought about going to, which is, I don't know, 45 minutes away. Go sit down, have breakfast.
She told you she had all this conversation with you?
She had all this conversation with me. Go have breakfast in some place. Drive back here. Didn't want to tell me how she mad that she missed David. I'm like, "Wait a minute. You chose to lead the event. You chose to drove halfway across Hillsborough County. And now all of a sudden you want to be mad? Like, ma'am, please get the hell away from me. Please get out of my face." But I'm like, I'm trying to stay in professional mode. Because, like, she want to tell me about it. Man, move on. But in her rant, I realized, you know what? While this may be some BS rant, take some of this information. Like, "Hey, why wasn't the mark? Why didn't we attract the audience we want to attract?" And I think we discovered that like 2 days before the event. And we're going to say what?
I don't think so, but go ahead.
But I believe that the information we had before us and we knew everything, we put it all out there. I just think people that wanted to see it saw it. People who didn't ignored it.
I guess fair enough.
But that piece.
Okay.
What about you?
What about me what?
So I'm asking you the same question.
Which is?
You don't remember your question?
Do you remember my question? Is the question?
No, I don't remember the question. That's why I phrased it like that.
Like, what?
If I remember the question, I'd have said, "Hey, how did you feel about the video? What was it? Whatever."
Right. So let's move on.
So you want me to ask the question differently so that way you cannot answer that?
You don't even remember the question that.
Whatever. I can ask a different question that you would deflect. What was something about the event that you felt like that you didn't like? I'll ask it that way.
I think you kind of already asked me that question, to be quite honest. I talked about some of the things that I felt like didn't hit. So I do feel like I have already asked that.
Yeah, you skimmed it and played around with it while I gave an example. So I'm being transparent and in my truth. I'm not.
What is the vision for next year?
Skip.
We can skip questions now. Since when you could just say skip on a question?
I ain't talking about me skipping a question. I'm talking about you skipping my question.
I already answered your question.
No, bruh, but let me answer your question in full transparency and put my vulnerability out there for you to not do your piece. But honestly, I want 2026 to be a 2-day event. I want to create like a party environment the first day, or more or less let's expand upon Boss Academy, right? I believe that hour wasn't enough for those people. They got tons of game, but if they could have gotten like 3 to 4 hours in an environment like that, where they can kind of bounce through their ideas and their thoughts and their processes, and sometimes you got to sit in your feelings, right? Because there's been a lot of times we went to a networking event, one of us will say a question, or somebody will say a question, you get kind of, you know, something that you thought might have sounded like a good idea. I'm not gonna say it get torn apart, but
yeah,
people are able to kind of poke holes in it and say, hey, I get it, but look at these, all these opportunities. And it made you sit there in a moment, figure it out. Then you can be like, hey, all right, I just thought about it. What if I did it this way? Then it's like, ooh, that's better. Now, if you do it this way, now you can go A, B, C, D, versus the way that you was trying to do it. It was going to make that journey a lot harder for you. So
yeah, I remember when he first said, I want to say it was last year or whatever, but I had sat there and I made a flyer and I was like, ah, this it right here. And he looked at that and he said, what is this trash? And I was like, dang.
He looked at your flyer and said, what is this trash? You know what? Somebody else flyer got called out too. So they're not alone. We're not alone when it comes to flyers.
Well, he told me something very important. And he said, a flyer doesn't sell the event. So all that does is create a visual. It doesn't matter what you put on a flyer because you're selling the event. But I still remember being hurt in that moment because it stung. And I was like, but those are things that when you're in business, again, that, you know what I'm saying? Like, they need to be said. Like somebody said, it wasn't enough time. So I get what you're saying. Like, to be able to sit in that room and have that coaching experience. The next thing is, though, when you talk about having a 2-day event or somebody being to like sitting with a David Shands for a day, the cost behind that, right?
Ooh,
because
Jesus.
People don't understand, like, he'll throw out a coaching session or like, you know, a day coaching with him, and you're talking $1,000 to $2,500 to be able to sit in the room with him. And while, yes, you're saying you're bringing in more people,
that didn't sound like the price. You mean like, he's putting his own event together.
Yeah,
he's charging you to come see him in
That's what I mean.
Safe space. Got it.
In his safe space. Like, I got to travel to Atlanta. I got to book my hotel. I got to figure out how I'm going to eat. And I'm going to go get coaching from David. And if he's running a special, I may get $1,000. But that's because I'm in the morning meetup. Or $2,500 because it's an event special. But a lot of times those coachings are $5,000 for the day. You know what I'm saying? Like, for you to go to him. So now you have to think about the travel and those things. So when you talk about creating those events, and look, the ideas are coming because, of course, you talk about diamond, platinum, and I see the comments, the inner circle, because that's what we do. Like, you pay to play. And a lot of people need to understand that you have to pay to play. And the information that happens in those rooms are next level information. But when we're talking about something on a Boss Fest scale, and if people are saying, oh man, the ticket price is this, you're going to get them from the ticket price is this to the diamond platinum level ticket price that gets you in a room to coach all day. Like that has to be talked about.
Which is why we have to start building our community now. That's one of the other things he talked about is building your community. Like, we have to build the people who truly see the value in being in the room. We have to give them a sample of it, a taste of it, throughout the course of the year. So as we lead up to the event, they'd be like, man, I can't live without this. I think about you for that instance, right? We first started off in these events, we were general admission. We would ride to the event. We would figure out, we would try to find the cheapest room or whatever. And like, we would struggle through the whole process. Now it's all right, I'm in a circle. I'm spending anywhere between $3,000 to $5,000 just to be in the inner circle, just so I can be in the space with other people who invested $3,000 to $5,000. And that's the important piece, right? If you're in a space where people only invest $20, you around $20 ideas, right? If you're in a space where people invest in $3,000 to $5,000, you're around those, like, they're more aggressive people. They're trying to figure out their next play while working on the next bag and the next scale. So that's why we now play in that space. And that's why if someone came to us, like if an offer dropped by from David today, like, hey, podcast summit right now, I'm cutting the tickets at half at 2,500, you're gonna be like, babe, we gotta get this ticket. Let's figure it out. And it's like, all right, let's go, because we know the people that's sitting in this room beside us, those are some of the best connections we can make, because they're trying to figure it out as us, and they may have that one piece of the component that we were missing. So I'm just, I want to go a 2-day. I don't think we're ready to put on a 2-day, but we'll see what happens. But I'm going to do everything in my power to try to get us to that point to be able to put on a 2-day event. But there is one particular person I want to see on the Boss Fest stage next year. I'm going to leave it a secret. This person is...
So you're going to say it and not tell us?
Yes, I'm going to say it and not tell you. But this person is someone who I've been watching and following their content for quite some time. They are in the business space, in the political space, and they seem so down to earth. Like, when they deliver a game and they talk about stuff, you'll be like, oh my God, like, this just doesn't seem like common sense. And this person has been on several different, like, platforms, from the Breakfast Club and, like...
So now we supposed to just, like, I guess, try to figure it out? You just gonna give us the whole, like...
Man, you know how many people been on the Breakfast Club? Ain't no way you can figure it out.
Okay, so you got somebody you want to see on the stage that you
want to see. And I believe it's achievable, but I'm going to start today.
Okay.
To start getting into their inbox and their and start trying to build that conversation, because I'm following their content and I think we may have an opportunity that I can tap into to build something, because they're always looking to build. So I'm hoping.
I'm going to say the thing that I guess, I don't know, should be said on a podcast, right? Like, I'm just going to say the thing.
So the thing
for me is there ever a point where you're like, I feel like I accomplished the goal? And for me, I was like, you know what? I want to get my coach on the Boss Fest stage. I did that. I got my coach on the Boss Fest stage. And I don't know if there needs to be a Boss Fest 2026. Like, let's just be honest about it.
Ooh. Okay. Why are we there?
We're not. It's not why are we there.
Okay. Why are you
there? I feel like 2025 was an amazing event. And I feel like people hopefully were fed. And us as a community, like all the people that are wrapping their arms around us, I hope we continue to grow, we continue to level up. And fourth quarter, I feel like, is about to be amazing to take us into 2026. And I think that is just an amazing feat. I think good job. Job well done.
So you ready to retire is what I'm hearing.
No, not ready to retire.
Ooh, wow, that came so slow.
I mean, I was going to ask you more questions about what you mean about retire, but the answer, no, I'm not ready to retire.
What questions were you going to ask me?
I was just going to ask you what you mean by retire, but I just answered the question. So
the energy you're giving right now says, I don't know if I want to do another Boss Fest event, because I have reached the goal that I wanted to reach. And hey, I got my coach there, and Job well done.
Obviously, if you create a goal, then you move the goal and you keep going and you keep growing and you keep whatever, right?
Right.
But let's be transparent about what this really looks like and what this is. So this is an event that, like, when you close the doors and you say, like, now, Boss Fest 2025 is over. And we do a recap after Boss Fest and we sit on the podcast and we tell what's good and what's great. And then I go into the think tank and I say, all right, what's next for Boss Fest? And I sit in that for, let's say, the next week or so, and then I start creating. Now, here's the thing which a lot of people don't understand is I feel like it's a heavy task. And you may not want that to be said out loud, but a lot of that is a hat that I feel like is heavily worn. So what I'm telling you is I feel good.
Let me look more in your eyes. So you are fed from, like, what you're telling me. You fed. Okay, so you are not fed. You good.
I mean, you keep trying to say, like I guess trigger words. I don't really understand why you're doing that. What I'm telling you is I feel like Boss Fest 2025 was a great event. And I feel like information was dropped from the stage. And I am excited about that. That's what I said.
Yeah, it's what you're not saying very loudly. You just like them people I was talking about before the event. You like them people. You talking very loudly without saying nothing, but you want
you
me to
could
be,
ask
but,
me a question then.
You I did. I asked you. You ain't gonna answer it. I done tried to ask you 4 questions and you done pivot around every last one of them.
Well, sir, David Shands does have an interview academy where people who have podcasts can go and learn interview skills. And then you can take that to the podcast and you can ask the guest. So is there something that you want to know from me instead of being frustrated?
I'm not frustrated. I just want you to speak
clearly,
with transparency, and right now
I'm a very transparent person.
Nope, you're being very selective with how you want to deliver this message. I asked you, "Is you want to retire?" Then you did like 4 blinks, then looked in the sky, and then said no.
Instead of just asking me the question, Kevin Butler, if you were a great interviewer, you would just ask me, "Am I done with Boss Fest? Do I feel like I do not want to do this anymore?" That's the question you want to ask, but you're not asking it. That's not my fault. That is yours.
Are you done with Boss Fest?
I feel like we should be done with Boss Fest.
Oh, golly. Why you we me?
Because I don't think it's a thing that you can do alone.
Ooh.
That's why you wouldn't ask me the question, because you didn't want to know the answer to the question.
No, I did want to know the answer. Now I got the answer. So, you feel like you should be done with Boss Fest. And you feel like we should go together through this process. You know what?
What? That's not what I said at all.
It felt like that's what you said. Something
I
like said
we should be done because you can't do it by yourself.
Don't shortchange me.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
You're just gonna laugh in my face like that, huh?
I couldn't help myself. I couldn't listen. So I feel like there are so many things that Boss Fest could do, and I feel like with a community, it could be great. I have like a billion ideas that are floating in my head. But anyone who puts on the events, look, all the event creators come to the front of the room, right? An event on the scale of what we're trying to do, because this isn't like a networking get together and we're not having a luncheon. We're building a business conference. And you can't build a business conference with one person being the everything in the conference. It's just not a feasible thing. So, I mean, if you want to talk about the ups and downs of what it is, and you're like, hey, I really want to talk about it, you really want to like hear what I have to say, do you really?
I do. So let's go ahead and touch on that. So you felt like you was by yourself putting this together this year?
I mean, I feel like you lifted some chairs and you moved some furniture a little bit. And
don't sugarcoat it for my feelings.
Oh, I'm not sugarcoating.
I'm not the only one here.
Into the words that I said.
Okay.
Because I ain't never sugarcoated anything for you. I said, I feel like you lifted some furniture, you moved some chairs, and you called some stage people. This is what I said.
So all I did was day of.
Oh, now all you did.
I'm just trying to make sure I understand it. So don't do all that.
I don't want to say that you did nothing, but I don't feel like that we have an equal partnership in what we're creating. The answer is no.
You do it all the heavy lifting, and I'm just over here clapping. Got it.
I feel like I want to say the thing like you blew, and like all you do is spin records. That's all you do.
I'm blue. I'm Otis. I'm just.
I see you, Otis.
Ain't nobody come to see me, Otis.
No, but in all fairness, like in all seriousness, like if you're asking me about, you know, some of the things, I know we'll never really dive into the ins and outs fully about this, but to create an event on the scale that we would look to go, there needs to be a day of person, right? Like there has to be a person that controls the ins and outs of the day. The person that can look at all the fine details of what we're trying to create, because I can't do that and also like be the talent. We need to also be teaching from the stage. Like, if you're going to be able to tell people, hey, I'm the grant boss, then you need to teach that from the stage. Like, I think Brandon did a great offer, and hopefully, like, as you send that stuff out to people, people will understand like what you're trying to deliver. But people need to be able to hear from you to be able to deliver that. So it's very hard to put on an event and then also be the coach at the event. You can't have both hats all the time. So if you're going to put on an event of that scale, there needs to be someone behind the scenes that can hold all of those things for us. Like, I don't want to walk through and think, dang, that wasn't my vision for this, and this need to happen, and this need to happen. Now I'm lost in the sauce behind that, and I don't know what's happening on the stage. It's too many things that need to be taken care of. But, I mean, we've had overwhelming support. People who want to now sponsor Boss Fest, people who want to help, people who want to be a part of the committee. So the support is overwhelming. The one thing that I think we would have to think about is it's October now. Like, people don't get geared up again for Boss Fest until July, and we start posting again and getting ready for October. So August, September, and then the vibe comes back. But it kind of dies down, like, once Christmas hits in January, and it's like, Boss Fest who? So what keeps them engaged throughout the year? Like, you have to think about those things, and then think about like how you actually do delegate and get people to want to buy in and support what this looks like. I think somebody put on your comment, like, you need to use your sponsors so that you're not coming out of pocket. Like, those things, like, there's a lot of different things that go into what this looks like.
I feel that. So I'm gonna sit here and I'm not going to cry in the car this time. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take the feedback, right? The same information that we tell people in business. Hey, man, sometimes you got to take the feedback and you got to sit in it, right? Understand where it is they're coming from.
I'm reading while you're talking, but go ahead.
I know that you want the best for this event. You want the best for us. Like I said, you wouldn't have became Mrs. Butler if you didn't want the best for the situation. We've now pivoted and done different things to now. Why you do that bullshit ass look?
What?
You know what, man? just go, man. You know what, man? I'm just playing. No, man. You know what? You want to be like the mother? Whatever. You want to be out there in the streets, the most struggling single ass women? You know what? You know what? I ain't gonna keep putting up with this bull. I swear. Nope. Show over. The hell with this. I worked my ass off.
Now you gonna cry in the car.
I'm definitely crying in the car for real now, damn it.
Okay, but listen, I'm gonna stop playing with you. Okay, so you gonna sit and you gonna take the feedback.
I ain't doing shit no more. The hell with this.
Boss Fest over.
Boss Fest over. I'm doing my own thing.
So listen, you're gonna take the feedback, you're gonna come back and you're gonna be a better individual. So what the fear really is, like, if I could say, like, I am afraid of this thing. You know how you go to a conference and you're just high off the momentum of, like, the conference, and you know, you got your mindset right, and I can do all these things. I got all these notes, and I'm a win. I'm a, like, boss up. And then, like, a week goes by, and you haven't checked the notes. You haven't looked at anything. And then you just get comfortable back in your same mundane, like, routine, and then nothing ever happens. That's what the fear is for me.
You know, and what?
Next week, it'll be like, eh.
Whatever. I'm putting this comment on the stage because I definitely want to do that.
Take your ball and go home. Where you finna go?
I definitely want to take my ball and go home, damn it.
So when you talk about balls, which this comment done made us pivot to a whole nother subject. When you came in this, you had a Winter Haven High School blue bag. So if you want to take that little gym bag and go, and you had some gray sweatpants that you can't fit no more, I might have burned them up because I'm not with the gray sweatpants. But by all means, take your gym bag.
You done told me I ain't nothing, and you want me to go back to 2001? You know what? Cool. Ain't this something? Then help build you up, made you a better person. I'm like Ike Turner this bit. You wouldn't be nothing without me. My daddy name on that. That's my daddy name. I'm just saying. She can go. She can go. But hell, that my daddy name. Like, hey, you know what? I'm sorry, Boss Fest fam. She did it to me. We supposed to be talking about some other stuff, and she hit me with that one with the eyes in the corner of the screen and shit. The hell with you.
Listen, this how you know when a person has their feelings, boy. Like,
I'm just saying. Woo. So you gonna sing for the white man, but you can't sing my songs, anime? Okay. Okay.
You just gonna be Ike for the whole rest of the night. Listen.
Put it on the shirt. I am Ike.
Oh, you know he got beat up in the car. I guess they both got kind of beat up in the car. Nonetheless, back to the topic at hand. The topic is, so I think for me, I'll probably wake up, because what happens with this Boss Fest thing is I try to shake it, and then I wake up with this new vision that I can't ever let go, and then it's like, this is what we're doing, and I'm just set on, that's what it is. So, I mean, I just think if we're creating a new vision and that's what it is, it has to be different. Like, it, you know how Neo said, it has to work or it has to work, and this has got to be a different place. Like, there needs to be a community of people that are like, hey, I support this. The movement has to be different in this, and it has to be intentional. So the main purpose is to grow the business that we're creating. So if we're writing grants, if we're coaching, do that thing, right? And we'll grow Boss Fest along with that. But it just has to be a different step. Like, we get on this podcast every week and we tell people about our business ups and downs and doing this while we work a 9-to-5. Then we got to be true in what that looks like. And it's growing the business and growing the Boss Fest as this is happening. But it's not a one-man show. It's not, you know, a single band. It's two of us. And that's what it got to be. Yeah, you ain't like the end of, you ain't like how I ended it either. You mad about that too?
You know what?
I'm like Cisco.
No, man. You know what? And that's why Cisco wasn't really shit after Drew Hill. You may have one
book because of Cisco.
You may have one album after that, but you wasn't nothing after the group. The group made you. Let me be back here dancing and hopping and hit my notes at the right time so that you can sing, Cisco. But now you want to do this. Now you want to do all the tricks and flips and sing thong to thong thong thong. It's only gonna get you so far.
Sidetrack. You getting sidetracked.
You got sidetracked. I just went down the path with you.
See, this comment says she just said she can't do it without you. Take your win. A win is a win.
That is not a win. I do not want that. I do not want that participation prize. I don't want that little blue ribbon. With sixth place on it. I don't want that little blue ribbon with sixth place on it, damn it. I work harder than that.
Put it in your gym bag.
It's two people here and I'm getting a sixth place ribbon. I ain't trying to hear that.
So listen, I think 2026 looks different for us. I think it's different rooms. I think it's different communities. I think how you started this podcast is you felt like some people didn't support you along the way. I think it's been a shift of energy for a while, and we've been talking about feeling a shift for several different episodes. So the shift is happening, and maybe that's shifting you into different rooms, different support systems, and you're talking about building something, doing it five times, and maybe this is the time that says your community has found you and they're going to support and they're going to level up. So I'm going to leave the podcast with something. Hopefully this is helpful, right? As we continue, and if this is something that we're going to continue to grow, what I'll ask is the Boss Fest family, those of you that felt value in the room, those of you that want to see this continue, what we ask is that you DM us, let us know, as we are building a community of entrepreneurs that want to see this grow and want to help and support, then reach out to us, because we will gladly open our arms to those people that want to see this build. We are looking for sponsors. We are looking for committee members. We are looking for those that want to add support and help level up. So if that is you, please DM us, because Kevin will either be taking his gym bag with his sixth place prize and going outside to cry in the car. We will be leveling up to create something much better. We are getting tons of ideas, whether we go to a two-day event and level this up and bring in the imaginary coach that he has, or somebody awesome for next year. Who's to tell? That's what I got.
Oh, why do I put myself through this trauma? Oh my God, I must be a masochist. Why do I put myself through this trauma?
That really supposed to be. Trying to use big words.
Well, like, was that really? Was like, you done hit me so many times.
I'm so good at it, though.
Like you uplifting somebody.
I uplift you, like I bring you down, then I lift you up. I'm good at that.
It's called abuse. Grady putting people in jail behind that shit.
Listen, y'all, what we will ask you, DM us, reach out to us, use the word BossFest26 if you want to support and help us grow for next year. We are starting the next journey right now, whatever that may be, which y'all know us because we like to play a little bit. So next podcast, we might have some different information. If you're watching this on the replay, sharing this, which we appreciate every share, every download, catch us on YouTube. Keep following us here on Facebook or Instagram, but DM us, message us the word BossFest26 if you want to be a part of the movement, and we appreciate y'all. We will see y'all next Wednesday. Peace.
We'll see y'all next Wednesday. Maybe she may be by herself.
Oh,
she
Lord,
don't need
I'm walking
me.
Off. I'm walking
she
off.
Don't need me. She by herself. She does it all by herself.
Get the gym bag. Do they still have them gym bags for Winter Haven High School players? It couldn't have been the basketball team because you can't play basketball. So it was football team?
You know what? If I get my gym bag, you get that dusty-ass Contour with no transmission in it. Damn it. Then elevated your whole world. You want to still sell out about my gym bag. We out, man. Till next show. Peace.